there's been a communications breakdown in offices across the country, and it has to do with too much communication. A new generation of employees in their 20s is tweeting, texting, and chatting via Gmail and Facebook, all at work. As NPR's Joshua Brockman reports, this has many older managers scratching their heads and scrambling to define what tech is appropriate in the workplace.
Makes a bunch of crazy noise.
Was that a text message you received?
Yeah. I was actually getting in trouble from my girlfriend, so.
That's Eric Pro, a 19-year-old electrical engineer. He's taking a few seconds out from his workday to send a text. While Pro may be worried about how things stand with his girlfriend, recent studies show real tensions are rising between Gen Y, or 20-something employees, Gen X, or 30-something workers, and their older, less tech-savvy, baby boomer bosses.
I'm old school, but I am willing to learn.
That's 56-year-old Carmen Larson. She's Pro's boss and the president of Aquas Incorporated, an engineering and IT company based in Bethesda, Maryland. Larson says she typically reaches for a phone before a keyboard, but her daughters, who work with her, help with the learning curve.
People go out of the office, take a cigarette break for 10 minutes, people take coffee breaks, and people take Facebook breaks. So.
Emma Evans is Larson's 19-year-old daughter.
It's kind of become built into our way of life.
In fact, 62% of Gen Y workers say they use social networking at work. That's according to LexisNexis, an online information service. The results of its technology gap survey show different generations of users have vastly different attitudes about appropriate technology usage at the office. And this is creating a clash of cultures, especially during meetings.
You can have Gen Yers who are busy looking at their BlackBerries. They've got their laptops flipped open. They're engaging in social networking right during the course of a meeting. And then you have a boomer rolling their eyes, not understanding it.
Michael Walsh is a top executive with LexisNexis.
Two-thirds of boomers that were surveyed indicated that they felt that use of devices, technology such as email, social networking, the internet, etc., contributed to a decline in office etiquette.
According to a survey by consulting giant Deloitte, more than half of employees say their social networking is none of their employer's business. Sharon Allen, chairman of Deloitte's board, says employers shouldn't put too many rules and restrictions into place.
We do believe as well that the ability to touch base with friends and family during the course of the day allows them to have a better mix of work and life.
Like it or not, technology is blurring the lines between work and leisure. NYU professor Dalton Conley even coined a term for it, weisure. Joshua Brockman, NPR News.
And while we're on the subject of weisure, our regular tech contributor Omar Gayaga has been looking at a new generation of mobile Wi-Fi adapters that let you log in on the go. You can read more on the AllTech blog. That's at npr.org/alltech. This is NPR, National Public Radio.